Spring vacation for some people, and at least a brief opportunity for some freedom. And yet for the rest of us, looking back over the last several months, I would hope that each of us could recall at least a few times when we had the experience of feeling some freedom and liberation in our own lives. Because to be free, to be permanently free of all the burdens of our lives, that's what we really want. If only we had to do just the things that we wanted to do. Now, in the middle of Lent, we have just heard the sacred words of Scripture, the good news of liberation in the first reading, and the news of rebirth, renewal in the Gospel, where Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the middle of the night because he's afraid to be seen with his rabbi during the day. And he asks Jesus, how do I become a free person? And portion of what Jesus told him is what we heard in today's Gospel. It's placed here in the middle of Lent as we continue to approach and prepare for the Easter event of resurrection in our lives. And there are two fundamental needs to which the Easter event speaks. First, the need for all of us to be reconciled, and secondly, the need that each of us has for freedom. Deep in the heart of each of us, we yearn for freedom, to be liberated from all those burdens that weigh us down, to finally be free from those swamps that clutch at our feet, quicksand, to be released from those chains of so many kinds that bind us, the weaknesses, the bad habits, the selfishness, all those kinds of fear that have sunk their claws into our personality, and they go on tearing us apart. There is so very much that we all want to do, and yet we feel there's so little that we can do. We really want to jump and run and possibly dance, and yet we know from experience that most of the time all we can do is crawl. Just crawl from day to day. And yet, in the sacred words we heard today, we are told that it is possible for us to be free. That Jesus says he is willing to give us freedom in the same way that King Cyrus brought freedom, liberation to the people of Israel. Jesus says that he is able to allow us to start life all over again with a newfound freedom, that there's a possibility for us to be swept along by the power of the Spirit, the resurrection power that is ours, this unpredictable Holy Spirit of the risen Christ, that blows around us like the spring breeze, the Spirit that is able to call forth from within each of us that which is most authentic, most creative, most personal within each of us because of what God has given to us as potential. Resurrection. Resurrection is not something that happened only to Jesus on Easter Sunday morning, nor is it something that will happen to each of us only after we die. Rather, the possibility of being free, the possibility of enjoying resurrection power, the possibility of starting all over again is given to each of us every single day of our lives. Even though we know As we said last Sunday, that the chains of death eventually are going to drag us to the ground, we still go on living in hope, recognizing that we are free to live, free to be ourselves, free to hope, and free to rejoice with every hour of life that is still given to us. Now that is the good news of the gospel. That is the essence of the good news. And yet, in reality, how very much does it not conflict with our own personal daily experience? Sometimes we have those beautiful moments of feeling free, and yet most of the time we feel so imprisoned, so captured, so enslaved, so chained down. And then we ask, what happened to that freedom that was promised? What went wrong? Or if Jesus was right in the promise that he made, what went wrong with the possibilities that should be ours? If Jesus promised us freedom, then how come we don't feel free? The answer is that Jesus gave us a vision of the world as it should become through our work. Jesus gave us a vision of the purpose of what our human life is all about, and why he gave us the talents and the strength and the years for us to live here to bring it about. Jesus gave us a vision of the passionate love of God for us that makes this freedom possible. But it is never, ever an easy, automatic kind of freedom. It is one that we must always work at, day in and day out. The cost of freedom is continuous hard work. We are free in this world precisely to the extent that we take seriously the words of Jesus. And if we believe, as Jesus says we should, that this, our world, is really animated by the love of a passionate God, then it is safe for us to take chances. It is possible for us to make changes in our lives. And it is also feasible to take a risk when it is necessary, with a beginning all over again, which is precisely the message that Jesus gave to Nicodemus in the middle of the night. We, each of us, must make a choice to be free. The freedom that comes from Jesus is the freedom that always brings with it the challenge of personal responsibility. If we want to be free, if we want to make a choice, if we really want to take a risk, then our life can become an unpredictable and chancy, risky experience. The problem is, therefore, just as with Nicodemus, most people prefer slavery to freedom. That was the choice Nicodemus made. Why? Because Nicodemus and most people prefer slavery so that they can always blame other people for whatever goes wrong. When we choose slavery, it means we can always blame the other person for everything that goes wrong. But we all want to be free. We all want to begin all over again, but we're terrified. As with Nicodemus, we are absolutely terrified by the responsibility. Nicodemus and Jesus spoke apparently almost all night long. And Nicodemus knew exactly what Jesus was talking about. But Nicodemus went on stalling, evading the issue, playing rabbinical word games with his young rabbi called Jesus. Simply because, on the one hand, Nicodemus found freedom fascinating, on the other hand, he found it terrifying. Not very much has changed in the last 2,000 years since the time that Jesus and Nicodemus spoke of that subject. Now, during Lent, the church seems to spin us around in a dizzying world. The last two Sundays, the church warned us about the somber prospect of death. This morning, we are exhorted to celebrate our freedom or its possibility. The last two weekends, we really did not want to think about death, even though it was joined with resurrection. And this morning, we probably would rather not be free, because there's a responsibility attached to it. But wouldn't you like to grow just a little bit more in freedom? And on this mid-Sunday of the springtime of Lent, ask yourself precisely, what are your personal attitudes? What are those deep-down personal fears, those anxieties that go on enslaving you personally? Each of you really believes in the power of the resurrection that you have through your faith. How much more is it going to take of that resurrection power that you have to allow you to enjoy freedom, not someday, but today? For Nicodemus and for us, the spirit of the resurrection power that we already have by anticipation is for us the spirit of freedom, the spirit of authenticity, the spirit that calls us to respond to the voice of God in our heart, that we do become what we really are, people who are noble, people who are gifted, people who are talented, people who have magnificent dimensions of personality that we have not yet even begun to tap. That is the voice of the Lord calling you this morning to be free. Take the resurrection power this week and grow.